Don't take me. No, I don't want to go to his ear. Please. No! Oh. Sorry. I didn't mean to wake you, adventurer. Am I okay? Better than that dream, I'll say. Who's busier? Someone that I really dislike. I'm sorry for keeping you up. You can get back to sleep. I promise not to wake you again. Who am I? Oh, right. I guess we haven't met. You can call me Amani. I've been called worse things, but Amani is what I like to be called. I've turned from a life of slavery to now a woman with control of her own destiny. You want to know about my past? I guess I could tell you about my past. If you would be fine with me rambling, adventurer. Yeah, well, I guess I should start from the beginning. I started out my life a slave to that of chains, controlled by people that didn't deserve such power. I was made to dance for their amusement, an exotic wonder, for I am something beautiful. That was until one day I was tied and put into a caravan, next to golden idols and priceless jewels. Putting me in there made that cargo a priceless carrier of rarities. From what I had gathered, I was to be taken to a vizier's treasury. A vizier was a tyrant with a very crude reputation that crept fear into my soul. As the wagon careened along the mountain road, I made a decision. That decision was to no longer be a slave, especially to someone like Vizier. I slipped my bonds and lunged for the open air, guards shouting and wheels lifted as the next thing I found was the corpses and wreckage scattered around me, my arm pinned and the serpent getting ready to snap at my arm. At that moment, I make another life-changing choice and cut my hand off with a dull knife. I cried as I hacked and gouged that beautiful hand off, sacrificing the beauty for a chance at a new life, a future that I may be in control of. Following that, I looked upon my bloody arm, knowing I would never have a coin thrown at my feet. I breathed fresh air for the first time in my life, free of my gilded cage and understanding that a thing cannot be truly beautiful until it is broken. I tried my best to live a normal life free of those who once chained me, but I knew that I needed something to push the nightmares away, as well as something to help me experience my newfound freedom. So, that's why I'm here with the rest of you. Fighting beasts and things left in the dark for treasures and things alike. I also guess I can't escape the nightmares completely, as seen tonight with the outburst. But it's comforting to know that I have people like you to greet me from those past realities. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I appreciate it. Now, let's get some rest. We've got a big day tomorrow and we need to be alert through all of it. See you tomorrow, adventurer.